And you are listening to Cowes Community Radio. That's K-O-W-S-L-P, booming out of Occidental, California, where our antenna is currently located. And we are in our studios at the Sebastopol United Methodist Church in, where do you suppose? Sebastopol. We are all volunteer, Bossy and Bessie and Arnaldo. Let us know that we're moving to even more community radio coverage. And we're real happy to have you with us. We invite you to go to our website, and that is kows.fm, where you can listen, where you can look and find our schedule, where you can give us some moolah, where you can perhaps become a host. So many things you can do at kows.fm. And you can, if you're not already tuned in, at 92.5 FM. And I am Laura, and you are about to open the door to my living room. So I say, come on in and let's play radio.
Come on to my house, my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes, eh? Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything.
All right, living roomers, I am going to give you everything. And it's hard to know what I'm going to give you, even if it is everything, because there's so much happening. So welcome. Welcome to my living room. And let me start off by saying a phrase from the 60s, which still rings true today. The political is personal. Yep. And it was a saying that was during Vietnam, during women's movement, and now it is part of our vocabulary, especially when the focus is on where we live. So this week, you can listen in for our Sonoma County 5th District Supervisor, Linda Hopkins. She's going to be joining us really soon. She's on her way. And I hope you'll catch some up-close and personal home turf schmooze and music with us here at Cowes Community Radio. Arnaldo will be joining me as co-host, and we will continue to try to sparkle the conversation. But before we start with the music and the schmooze, I want to let you know that this is a very moving kind of day. The rally of the extremists, the alt-right, has been canceled both in Berkeley and in San Francisco. I'll say a little more about that. And I want to encourage everybody to please drive with your brain and your eyes and your ears. Yet another pedestrian was hit today in Sebastopol. It was a car against a pedestrian, and the car will win. Yesterday, a person was hit at Regal and Bodega in her wheelchair in a crosswalk. So please, this is not just about politics and making movement there. It's about being conscious in our community. So please, take care. Drive like you love everybody on the road, even if you just have to fake it. Here's some Michael Franti to start us off. Everybody on a move right here in Cowes.
From. You never know when the next big sound gonna come. Baghdad, Hong Kong, Tokyo, King Kong, Senegal, sing song, heartbeat, car bomb. Don't matter who's on the chart, number one.
bass and the drums. Rain or shine, never stop anyone. I like my bass loudy, loudy, louder. I like my bass loudy, loudy, louder. Everybody on the move. Everybody, let's move. Everybody on the move. Everybody, let's move. Oh, yes. And you don't stop. And you don't quit. Touching down on Mother Earth, I take mud and turn it into pottery. Lottery, I give all a chance as I welcome all to the dance. Angel, criminal, really? Animal, what? Mineral, and spiritual. All sinners, all head spinners, so-called experts, we're all beginners. Wow. Enter the age of Aquarians, carnivores, and vegetarians. Wow. It's the next sound wave. Soon I'm in high as good to behave. El Presidente, you behave. Once more, stop sending us to the grave. Vamanos, vamanos. All walls will fall like dominoes. Earthquaking and shaking. Please don't stop. Everybody on the move. Everybody, let's move. Everybody on the move. Everybody, let's move. Oh, yes. And you don't stop. And you don't quit. And you don't quit. And you don't stop. Yes. All walls will fall. All walls will fall. I never quit. I never give up. I'd hate to have me my own enemy. Because music is not competition. Music is not repetition. Music is love. Love for the masses. Love for all classes. Love conquers all. Love accepts all. Love respects all. Love dares to dream. A love supreme. A love supreme. Soldier of fortune. Open your cookie. Unfold the paper. Stop looky looky. Take an order. Then march to the kitchen. Food for the masses. That's the new mission. Salam shalom. Shalom, salam, the one sound louder than a bomb. The whole world sings this song. Check it, stop, rock. Everybody on the move. Everybody, let's move. Everybody on the move. Everybody, let's move. Ah, yes. And you don't stop. And you don't stop. And you don't quit. And you don't quit. And you don't stop. Hold up, I forgot something. Okay. I like my bass loudy, loudy, louder. I like my bass loudy, loudy, louder. This track is love fortified. This track is love amplified. This track combats genocide. 7-inch jam making 45. Take a trip, Gaza, strip, Addis Ababa, flip. I rock black scorpions, and a shout out to Ethiopians. Showerings, now everybody gonna run. One woman cry for the loss of a son. Hold it high, everybody, everyone. All roads lead to the love of the one. Don't you forget why you came to the dance. Might never ever be another better chance. Don't you forget why you came to the dance. The drums and bass are the king of the dance. Everybody on the move. Everybody, let's move. Everybody on the move. Everybody, let's move. Oh, yes. And you don't stop. And you don't quit. Come on, come on. Everybody on the move. Everybody, let's move. Everybody on the move. Everybody, let's move.
Everybody on a move, Michael Fronte in Spearhead. And there's so much going on nationally, as well as locally, that that's why I started with Everybody on a Move. And we're going to start real soon with Linda Hopkins. Our 5th District Supervisor is just kind of signing in, but I'm going to give her a chance to catch her breath. And we will, until then, give you a couple of news nuggets. Again, I mentioned at the beginning of the Living Room 2 hours that the organizers of the 2 right-wing rallies that were scheduled for this weekend in San Francisco and Berkeley were abruptly called off just an hour or so ago. And the questions remain whether the protesters are going to show up anyway. And some local leaders said they're still worried about violence. We're all worried about violence, folks. But at least those 2 events have been called off and they will not happen. On another part of the national level, which I have to play you a couple of songs, I'm not going to say anything further than what you reap is what you did so earlier on. And I think I may have to just start with a little lighten up, even though it's not very, very light. It's James Corden singing a song about transgender folks in the troops, okay? You want to listen to that. And a little another Lauren Mayer, who is back doing things in parodies. So give a listen and let us start the living room with lots of spirit. Here comes some James Corden singing. It's pretty obvious. You really ought to go and look at the YouTube video. It's worth seeing. It's a soft shoe. It's a song and dance. And here we go. You heard it first or maybe second on Cows. Give a listen.
L. He doesn't care for lesbians. G, he thinks 2 men should just be friends. B, to his dumb knowledge, is just a phase in college. T, he finds confusing, so the army's now refusing trans women who only want to serve. Trans men who want rights we all deserve. POTUS thinks it's unsavory. Patriots who know real bravery. Trump's got hate for me and you. Transgender troops are not a huge expense. This ban only saves that budget 0.04%. How is their disruption worse than Trump's corruption? Why is it such a crisis? Thousands willing to fight ISIS. Trump wants to seem like a manly man, overcompensating for his tiny hands. Trans vets might be nervous, but we thank you for your service. We have love for all of you. Yes, we've got love for all of you. LGBT, we love all of you.
Since November, it hasn't been much fun. But honey, let's remember how little Trump has done. Though civility's declining and lots of us have wept, here's the silver lining. Thank God Trump's so inept. Every week's his worst week, it just keeps going downhill. But ever since his first week, he hasn't really passed a bill. No awful laws he's signing for us to intercept. You see, the silver lining is that Trump is so inept. Trump's inept as hell, he hasn't made a single deal. He can't even spell as he tries to tweet Sig Heel. He made some awful promises, but none of them he's kept. Thank God Trump's so inept. Each crisis he's blowing with tweets he likes to pour on. And every day he's showing he really is a moron. His ego's undermining the presidency, it's true. But here's the silver lining. Trump is dumber than your shoe. He's dumber than a shoe, and his racism is intense. Oh, who knows what they do if we wind up with Mike Pence. But for now, their agenda's dead, despite how they have slept. It rhymes. Thank God Trump's so inept. Thank God we get to laugh like this at his unholy mess. If he keeps losing staff like this, he'll accomplish even less. He's constantly redefining at how little he's adept. We need this silver lining. Thank God he's so inept. Thank God Trump's so inept. Yeehaw! Hello, boys and girls. Here's a little reminder for the GOP as they freak out over their inability to stop Donald Trump. You made this mess, so you have to clean it up. Couldn't you guess you would reap what you've sown? You've had some success with your fear and hate mongering, but now it's blown up and you're on your own. You persuaded the base that government is busted, that facts aren't important, that media can't be trusted, that defying our leaders is a good thing to do. But you didn't think they'd apply it to you. But you caused this fix by stirring up vitriol and getting your kicks with obstructionist strategies. Now you wanna nix this horrifying candidate, but Trump's just the symptom of your party's disease. GOP statesmen at length have abased him, which is funny considering how they once embraced him. And it's hard to believe all the whining and wailing from the very same folks who brought us Sarah Palin. You made this monster, now you get to deal with it. And your shocked response sure takes chutzpah and nerve. Each of you wants to claim Trump's an anomaly, but he's just the candidate you all deserve. All he's done is express your own boorishness with perhaps a bit less subtext and finesse. Yes, you made this mess, so good luck cleaning it up.
Yeah, thank you, Lauren Mayer. And if you want to find out more, it's Lauren, LaurenMayer.com. You must listen to more of her music and parodies. Her byline is, if you can laugh at it, you can deal with it. And before that, James Corden sings for transgender troops. And we started, as I said, with Michael Franti and Spearhead. I have some other breaking news. You know what? I am so glad we live in Sonoma County, and I am especially glad that Supervisor Linda Hopkins, 5th District Supervisor, is here today so that we can all be moving as one community. Yes, number 45 has now just pardoned the Arizona Sheriff, Joe Arpaio. Anybody who doesn't know about it, read about it. I ain't saying no more because I'm not speechless. I'm just wordless. So, with homage, I'm sorry, Arnaldo, you wanted to say something?
He couldn't do it at the rally he did because there would have been serious riots going on. So
yeah,
he
as
had
opposed
to delay it.
Yeah,
so.
Any kind of riots.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to play a tune that reminds us of our reality, and then we're going to start schmoozing with Linda Hopkins, our supervisor in the 5th District of Sonoma County, which is where we all call home. So if you're driving, I say boogie without taking your eyes off the road. And if you're home, dance your tushy off. Here's some Wendy DeWitt and Sonoma County.
All right.
Thank you. day. Way too much traffic, baby. Time to make my getaway.
Thank you, Wendy DeWitt, and thank you, Arnaldo, for coming in to co-host today.
You're very welcome, Laura.
This is very Tommy's holiday campish today here in the living room, right?
Never know what's going to happen.
No, but you know what's happening today? We have three people on mic, which is so fortuitous because we have three mics. And right here in the middle, we have a Linda Hopkins sandwich going here. She's between Arnaldo and me. And in case you don't know who Linda Hopkins is, let me introduce Linda to you. Linda was elected in the last elections in November past, which seems like years ago now, in political years, as our supervisor in Sonoma County for the 5th District, which runs from Gualala to the north to lots of other places, south and east, and it's a really good thing that Linda has just come here from purchasing an electric vehicle, which does not only say she's smart because she got lots of rebates, but that she is invested in a healthy environment. So welcome, Linda, and tell us about your EV.
I am so excited. You know, my husband and I finally decided to put our money where our mouth is, right? And we've been, you know, driving this teenage Subaru Outback that, you know, expels about 10,000 pounds of CO2 into the atmosphere every year, and just finally decided to take the plunge. And I will just give an unabashed plug for the Sonoma Clean Power Program. If you're in the Northern Sonoma County Air Pollution Control District, as I am, you actually wind up with about $18,000 worth of rebates for the purchase of an electric vehicle, which is phenomenal. Also the great thing about the Bolt, I can actually drive from Moreland to the Sea Ranch because the range is over 220 miles. So there are no excuses now. If you have any ability, to get out there and do this and take advantage of this program, you also can go with a lease, which you actually basically wind up getting enough money to pay for the lease for the first 2 years in rebates.
And you can get a used car on that.
Yes.
So Sonoma Clean Power.
Oh, really?
Thank you for doing that, making electric vehicles affordable. Here in Sonoma County, we have among the highest concentrations among any urban and rural area in the United States.
I would think so.
So thank you, Supervisor Linda Hopkins, for getting on board with an electric vehicle and reducing your carbon footprint, because the biggest source of noxious emissions is from transportation.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you got to travel a lot, like you said, from Gualala all the way to Roseland and over here to the coast.
Yeah, and if you ask Ann Hancock of the Center for Climate Protection, who's a fantastic human being, another plug for a fantastic organization, what is the biggest thing that we could do in Sonoma County to really, just tackle climate change? And it's electrifying the fleet, because we have such a tremendous footprint in our transportation sector here because we're so far flung. We're a huge county with, not particularly population dense, especially in the rural areas. And so you have to drive a lot, and electrification is the single biggest way that we can get those carbon emissions out of the atmosphere.
So if you should see a very crisp new blue Bolt, come cruising down the roads. Give it a little beep because it's probably Supervisor Hopkins on her way to meet with people somewhere in the county. Yeah.
I can guarantee it will not look crisp for long. With a farm, two kids, and two dogs, I'm expecting the crispness to be gone in about 48 hours. So
speaking of the kids and the dog and the farm, and you're a businesswoman. You and your husband have a CSA, a working farm. You have a couple of kids. Mm-hmm. You got a couple of dogs. I don't know. Do you have animals on your farm also?
We have a couple goats. We have a flock of chickens, a flock of laying hens for eggs as well. Mm-hmm.
So you have that. You're also involved in the community as part of your job and because that's what you do, right?
Yes.
So where's the balance?
The balance is in, I think, enjoying those precious moments when you have them, truly. I mean, I was just sharing with you before I got on the air that, you know, I really love having dance parties with my daughters every single night and snuggling with them in the morning, you know, before we have to go to work and school. I will say that my balance now is, 100% supervisor and about 0.01% farm. That's really my husband has been handling that. And so I get to pop in every once in a while and, you know, still get to hang out with the dogs and the goats on occasion. But this is definitely a full-time plus job, and I feel very lucky and blessed to be able to serve the community. So it's 24/7. Yeah. When I'm not doing it, I'm thinking about it. So literally, I'll wake up at 2 a.m. in the middle of the night thinking about homelessness and having, you know, potentially some brilliant idea that seems really brilliant at 2 a.m. You know, when I wake up again at 6, not so brilliant. But you know, you're always kind of problem solving.
So which is more demanding on your time, the campaigning or the working?
Wow. Oh, you know, I would say that the campaigning was more demanding just because it was draining. The job also fulfills me and gives me this sense of purpose. And so it feeds me in a way, even though it's 24/7, like I said, you're never off duty. You'd run, you know, at the grocery store, someone sees you, they want to talk land use, they want to talk environment, which I love. But it gives a sense of being able to actually accomplish things locally and being able to bring people together in pursuit of a common good. And that's a gift that I feel very lucky and very honored to be able to have.
It was quite a contentious election period, and it took a lot to just stay through it, I would say, for you. And it must be a relief.
Oh, absolutely.
It
was grueling. It was hideous. And the work of governance is infinitely more fulfilling. And I will say, you know, it was a blessing and a curse to be elected on the same night that Donald Trump was, right? Mm. I mean, it was a different world when I woke up in the morning. Right. And so thinking about, you know, at first, I think everyone kind of sunk into this just depression. But then very quickly to me, that spurred, okay, so what can we do right on a local level? And I think that's such a great opportunity, is we have so many passionate activists right here in Sonoma County. We can change things right here. We can be a model for the country going forward.
And I think that is a great segue to a song. One of the things I love about having you on the show is your musical taste. I always love when someone has tastes that are compatible with mine, so that works. And I'm going to play a song by Mamouz. And what I say when I think about Linda Hopkins being elected the same night as number 45, here comes a word that comes to mind. Hallelujah, Mamouz.